Let me bring in Jonathan Cheban right now. You know Jonathan Cheban from the world of the Kardashians. You met him. You've seen him over the years. Tight with the family. Kris Jenner actually executive producing this new show. Now, I want to have him on because apparently he's changing his name to Food God, and his show is the show I auditioned for and must not have gotten. Because
are you being serious?
I don't know. I didn't go to an audition, but I think basically if you listen to this show over the years, it's essentially an audition to do the show he's doing. Mm-hmm. Let's get to it. Jonathan Cheban, bring him in.
Here I am.
So we were just talking about you. Perfect timing. I was saying this show is way, way, way up my alley. So when you make a reservation now, do you make it under Food God? Did you change it to that now?
Oh, yeah. Everything's Food God, not just reservations. My whole entire life is literally Food God. It's a brand. I went to court. I changed my name.
I heard
it's
that.
The real thing. Yeah, it's real. It's the whole thing.
I can't believe it wasn't taken.
It was not taken. I can't believe it either. And I got it on Instagram. If you don't get it on Instagram, then you can't do it. So until I had it on Instagram, yeah, it doesn't exist. Like, this is it.
You know, we've all come out of the pandemic looking for a happy place. And when I hear your now name, Food God, it does make me happy. I mean, you and I have known each other a long time. I'm a massive foodie. I said to Sissany and Tanya and Patty earlier, it's amazing that I auditioned for this show and it's not amazing. I didn't get it because you got it. But
well, there's one show you didn't get. Thank God. Leave one for me. I've known you forever. Leave one show for me. Come on.
This is the one. We're all working towards this one. I love the idea, Jonathan. So tell us about Food God, which is on Discovery Plus, what you're doing in the show.
Right. Basically, you know what? Everybody's been kind of locked up for 2 years in their homes, just watching TV. Now I want people to get out there and kind of see these new experiences. Restaurants are really trying to come up with original, crazy experiences for people. And I take people on the road. It's a combination of a travel and food show mixed with social media. And I think it's kind of the first of its kind because usually all the shows just go into the kitchen, go into the recipes and the chefs. I'm the opposite angle. I care about the restaurant, the food, and the experience. And no one's ever taken it from that angle, made it fun, bring fun friends along. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. That's what I do, you know, every day, but I really wanted people to see it in real life. We find the coolest places. I tell people, they're like, oh, we went to this. Did you hear about this place opened up? You know, it's a big thing now in New York is these private clubs. That's a whole new world
like
that's happening in New
clubs?
York too. Like Zero Bond, like these membership clubs are opening up in LA, New York. It's a whole like new breed of things. So being Food God, I need to be, you know, on the forefront of it. Zero Bond, Casa Cipriani. But I also take people to get, you know, coolest buffalo wings in Connecticut with 50 different flavors. And I do everything. And that's why it works. It's for everybody.
Jonathan, what's something outrageous you've seen or will see?
Oh, my God. Well, I saw in on my show, there was a place called X-Pot in Las Vegas. And they do the most insane hot pots that I've ever seen. They're so beautiful. I was like, I cannot believe this exists. And it's I think the restaurant probably costs $15 million to make. And the way they do the spices is they put them into almost like a bath bomb, but it's a teddy bear, but all the spices are infused to it. So they put the teddy bear into the bouillon and it kind of melts in there. And it's the most beautiful, beautiful thing. Also another place in LA that I went to, they have these rainbow bao buns and rainbow dumplings, which are absolutely just stunning, not only to look at, but you know, you eat something so beautiful. And for me, it's all about the experience, not just the food. It's the beauty of it.
Jonathan Cheban talks about food with the same intensity I do. It's like watching me.
I love that. I love that. It feels right. When you connect with a real foodie, it gets like more elevated. By the end, you got two people with two drool bowls, like talking to each other, like two dogs.
Do you know, I often have this fantasy where I will take a Saturday afternoon, start at 4, finish at 8, 9, whatever, and go to three places. The first, and it could be it could be buffalo wings, and then a burger, and then a burrito, and then something afterwards.
Yes.
But that would be my ideal day, is journey through different places to eat all before the sun goes down.
And that's basically my every day. So, like, I go to these I found actually a place that won Burger Bash called Ted's Burgers in a parking lot in Wynwood in Florida. And he rents a little hut inside of a, outside of a brewery. And I saw the picture of these burgers. I said, I need to go there. The line was like really around the corner. And I was like, this is like unbelievable. So I actually, he saw me, the guy, I said, I need to try these burgers. I blew this place up to where it was around the corner. Now it's around the block. Everybody starts going to this place and it wins like some big burger award at wow. Burger Bash from a place that nobody's ever heard. And then they smash the burgers with the onions and you just drool when you see it again. Yeah, I know. It's like that. It's crazy. It's crazy, but there's a big line now.
So there's, you can, it doesn't just need to be smashed potato. It can be smashed burger. I like that concept.
Smash, so smash that you see the grill through some parts of the beef. That's how flat they make it. Then they put the onions and they beat them in there with a potato bun. And when you get this thing, you're like drooling by the time you get it. So I love finding all this kind of stuff.
God, my stomach is growling. All right, Jonathan Cheban here. Food God. Watch Food God, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Hey, brother, great to see you. Send my love to everyone, all right?
I will, Ryan. You're the best. I love when I bump into you. We always bump into each other at concerts backstage. That's how it always works. So I'll see you at another concert.
He has the life we're aiming to have, just so you know.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Okay. No, you're my idol. You're my idol.
Let's go eat burgers, smash some burgers soon, man. You take good care.
All right. Bye, guys. Right, bye, everyone.
Bye, Jonathan.
Bye.
Isn't it great to see and feel someone that has the passion for something like that? I mean, I haven't seen all the episodes, but you just know that guy's, he's loving what he's doing.
Exactly.
Because of his
having
intensity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thomas, I've never heard you speak that way about engineering. Ever. How many years you've been here? You've never gotten on the mic and said, you know what, Ryan, I'm going to get this conductor and cable it up to the wall. And you are going to be so, sounding so crisp and bold today. Why? Because I love engineering. I've never heard that from you.
Can you imagine that pep talk every day?
Yeah, like,
oh, that would be
well, you got
too
all
much.
Kinds of things in the corner. Speak highly of it. What's going on?
Oh, we got some Comrexes over there. We got all kinds of cables and routers and connectors. You got to see it.
Oh, you're going to get into some Comrex router connecting
it.
Later?
You
got to
see
it to believe it. Check it out. It. Streaming right now on Engineer Plus.
Ooh.
I need a router. That's what I need.